We continue Bezat Hashem in our Limud of Mishnayot. We're up to the ninth and final perek of Masechet Brachot, Mishnah Aleph. Haro'eh makom shenasu bo nisim liYisrael. If a person sees a place where miracles were done for Am Yisrael, let's say the Bar Tenura gives examples such as the place of Kriyat Yamsuf, where the Jewish people crossed on dry land, or the Yarden River that was split in the time of Yoshua Binun, and other examples of places where historically miracles were made for Am Yisrael. Omer, he has to say a bracha, Baruch she'asa nisim la'avotenu b'makom hazeh. Blessed is Hashem who made miracles for our forefathers in this place. And by the way, all these brachot, although they are mentioned without Hashem's name, but most Rishonim learn that they have to be said in the full version, with Hashem, b'shem u'malchut, Baruch ata Hashem, Elokeinu melech ha'olam, she'asa nisim la'avotenu b'makom hazeh. Makom shenekra mimenu avodat kochavim, if a person sees a place in Eretz Yisrael from which Avodah Zarah has been uprooted, it used to be a place of idol worship, and it has been uprooted from there, and it's in Eretz Yisrael, Omer, Baruch she'akar Avodah Zarah me'artzenu, blessed is Hashem who uprooted idolatry from our land. Mishnah Bet. Al hazikin ve'al hazevaot ve'al haberakim ve'al hare'amim ve'al haruchot omer baruch shekocho u'gvurato male olam. Let's explain each one. Al hazikin. Zikin can be explained as meteors or comets, shooting stars. It looks out in the sky. It looks like stars, a trail of stars. And so that's a comet or meteors. So one who beholds such a thing says the bracha of Shekocho Gvurato Male Olam, whose strength and power fills the world. The Ala Zvaot. Zvaot means earthquakes. If a person experiences or hears an earthquake, there's a bracha to be said. The Ala Berakim. Berakim is lightning. The Ala Re'amim. If we hear thunder. The Ala Haruchot. Or if we see powerful, strong winds, hurricane winds, for all these phenomena, we say Baruch Shekocho Gvurato Male Olam. Al Heharim ve'al Hagevahot. If a person witnesses big mountains, Gevaot or hills, ve'al Hayamim, or he sees great oceans, ve'al Neharot, rivers, ve'al Midbarot, deserts. Omer, Baruch Hose Maaseh Bereshit, blessed is Hashem who created the world, who made the work of creation. Although this is the Nusach in our Mishnah, but the Poskim discuss that there are different Minhagim. For example, you'll notice that it said that for the Brakim we say Kocho Gvurato Male Olam, just like the Re'amim, but really our Minhag is to say for the Brakim, for the lightning, Baruch Hose Maaseh Bereshit, and it's only on Re'amim, on thunder, that we say Kocho Ugvurato Male Olam. This is due to different versions in the Gemara and in the Rishonim, and all the way down to Shulchan Aruch. Anyway, Lehalacha, if a person sees lightning and he says Kocho Ugvurato instead of Maaseh Bereshit, he's definitely Yotze, like we see here in the Mishnah. The point that we learn from the Mishnah is that when we witness something that is awesome or something that is so beautiful in the creation of Hashem, there is a bracha that is to be said. Continues the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Haro'e et Hayam Hagadol. Rabbi Yehuda says, one who sees the great sea, the great ocean, Omer Baruch She'asa et Hayam Hagadol. He has to say a more specific bracha, not just Oseh Maaseh Bereshit, according to Rabbi Yehuda, but he has to say a specific bracha of Baruch She'asa et Hayam Hagadol. Now, there is a machloket in the Poskim. What is this Yam Hagadol referring to? According to some, it's the Mediterranean Sea, which is called Yam Hagadol in the Torah. Some say it's actually the Atlantic Ocean. So therefore, out of safek, of not being sure, so we only say ose ma'aseh bereshit when we see the Atlantic Ocean, but we don't say Baruch Shasai Tayam Agadol. Although according to some poskim, a person is yotze if he says that as well. Bizman sheroe oto liprakim. All these brachot are recited only when you see them from time to time, which means every 30 days. If within 30 days you saw it again, you don't have to say the bracha. Only if you saw it after 30 days, then you can say the bracha again. Ala geshamim ve'ala besorot atovot omer baruch ato ve'ametiv. Upon rains, which means it didn't rain for a long time, and after a long period of drought, it rains, there is a bracha that we say, ato ve'ametiv. Ve'ala besorot atovot, and for good news, if a person hears, for example, that his wife gave birth to a boy, or that he received an inheritance, or something of the like, in that case, we say, Baruch ato ve'ametiv, blessed is Hashem who is good and does good. Ve'al shmuot ra'ot omer Baruch dayan ha'emet. And for bad news, we know the bracha is Baruch dayan ha'emet, blessed is Hashem who is the true judge. May we only hear always besorot tovot, yeshuot ve'nechamot. Baruch Adonai le'olam, amen ve'amen.